my two incredible friends, two of the most organized professional networkers I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Great to see things going amazing for them. And I want you to give a massive, warm, massive celebration, dead dream celebration, like they're celebrating you, for my friends, Thomas Gardner and Stephanie
videos, it gives me goosebumps, who is like the magic moments. And sports is, you know, something that teaches us so much about business and professionalism and success. So, you know, sometimes I take it for granted because I was lucky enough that my parents allowed me to grow up on a golf course. So I could play sports when I was young, and I could see the professional golf career. Who of you played sports when you were younger? Awesome. But sometimes I forget that what I learned through that is not what everybody knows. And that's that kind of gap I sometimes have, you know, when I talk or when I speak with the team. So what I want to share today with you is three lessons my professional golf career taught me and what helped me to become more successful in this business. And the first thing I want to share with you is about finding out the basics. And what I mean by that, I love what Sandra said yesterday about treating this like a profession, treating this like a business. And we used to be taught to treat sports like a business. It was a profession. So when I grew up, I was just hitting golf balls on the golf course when I was 4 years old. So I was doing it over and over again. When I was 9 years old, I became national champion, and they asked me to join the national team. So I was lucky enough from that time on to be trained with all the best golf teachers in the whole country. I was the only girl. The next were guys were like 14, 15, 16, 17. I was the only like girl playing golf in the whole country. So what I noticed is that there's a difference between the pros and the amateurs. And our coaches told us, you know, you need to focus on the basics. We always were taught to look out for the grip, for the stance, for the easy things. And we repeat that for hours on the golf course. So I was practicing 8, 9, 10 hours a day, the most basic shots, like Kobe just mentioned. And it was interesting because when I was 10 years in a row, the best in Austria, everybody came to me and said, Stephanie, you're so talented. And I was thinking to myself, I'm not that talented. I just, sorry my French, worked my ass off for the last 10 years. But you know how it is that people only see the results. They don't see what brought you there. So why I'm telling you this is, when we started into the business, when I was 26, I had never done business. I had no idea how to do anything. Like when it comes to business, I'd never worked a job. All I did was all my life just hitting golf balls. And that's what I was good at. But being in this business or looking at this business opportunity was scary to me. Who of you was completely new in the field when you started in network marketing? Who had no prior experience? So most of us have the same thing, right? But what I learned is, when we were introduced by our upline in this business, we saw, okay, she makes $30,000 a month. She's just a regular woman that had no prior experience. So for me, in my head, it was, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. I just need to find the basics. I need to know what are the things I need to become good at. And what I see is that many people people in this business, they come in and they doubt themselves. They are so scared and they look at, what do I have not? What is the thing I cannot do? Why can I not become number one in this business? What is wrong with the compensation plan? What is wrong with the product? We look at all those things because we're not trained to just say, okay, I need to find out the basics. So that's number one. You need to find out the basics. And this is the good thing about us here. We all know what they are, right? What are our bare basics here? What do we all need to do? We need to invite, right, people? We need to present opportunity or business, right? We need to follow up and we need to duplicate. Is that what we need to do?
Yes.
Right? Is this what we need to do?
Yes.
All right, so this is what I noticed 13 years ago. But guess what? I was super shy, super introvert, and super scared. Remember, my job 26 years was to focus on a golf ball and hit the golf ball and not talk to people at all. So, who was scared of talking to people? Or who is scared maybe to talk with people? Who was scared of selling? Who is scared of rejection? So that was me. So what I learned in golf is also what you track will improve. Sandra talked about KPIs yesterday. Did you hear that?
Yes.
You need to track what you want to improve. So on the golf course, Thomas and me, we tracked every shot we took. We took down, did we miss it right, left, too long, too short? That scared the shit out of me in the beginning. Because everybody knew how many shots I would take, how many often I would fail. But I understood in sports, when you track it, you can go to your coach and he would then work with you on the basics that you were not good at yet. So you would then go back to the practice ground and you would do 100,000 times the same stroke until you mastered it. So what did I do? As scared as I was, our upline said to us, you need to do 1,000 presentations. We hung up a sheet in our bathroom and we're going to do 1,000 presentations. What do you do if you're really scared? You maybe miss out a few days, but then you think, okay, I need to start doing and acting. So every day my only goal was to just tick off some of the presentations. And at presentation 365, we were at the top of our ranks in our company, and the fear was going lower and lower. So what do I want to tell you with this? No matter where you face your demons. Fraser told and shared 10 with us yesterday, right? Do you still remember your number one? Who remembers his number one demon from yesterday? Track it. Do it so often. Focus on the process and your fear will become less. You will improve. And I can share with you now, I really enjoy doing that right now. So point number three, really quick, because then I want to hand it over to Thomas, is never lose momentum. This is my tip number three, what I learned in sports. And to be honest, it still happened to me in this business. When we were at the top of the compensation plan, I didn't really get into the success coma, but I was getting into success sleeping a little bit, you know? I was trying to make it a little fancy. I was like, whenever Corona was, I thought, oh, I don't need to speak to so many people anymore. Maybe I can do some reels and people will come to me and it will become easier. Who has thought this? They hope they can attract people and it will become easier. So I slowed down on my basics. I didn't track them anymore. Oh, I don't need to track them anymore. I can do them still. What do you think happened to the volume and to the team? It plateaued first. Then it started to decrease. Luckily, that was like an alarm for me and I woke up. But what I want to say is that in golf, we were trained to never stop when you're in momentum. When you would play a good tournament, when you would be good, you would just keep going, keep going, keep going. When you were in the zone, you would do it over and over again. You would not stop when you're at the peak. So this is what we applied, luckily, again, 2 years ago. We started to go back to the basics. We started to track as we did in the beginning, and momentum started to kick again. So what I'm hoping that I could convey to you is that we all start from somewhere, that we all have our fears, that we all have our doubts and demons. But if you remember from this that you find the basis and we know them here, this is a good thing. You don't need to pay somebody like X amount of euros to share with you what the basics are. You know, you need to invite, you need to present, you need to follow up, and you need to duplicate. Track it. And then outwork everybody. Outwork everybody. And if you have momentum, do some more. Do some more. Outwork more. And then have people in your team duplicate it. So that's hopefully helpful for my part.
Thank you.